me a Gentina, for I am ordinary.
The Broadway musical Evita stopped for a series of shows at the Durham Performing Arts Center earlier this month.
Deepak's at the top of the list. It's become a national icon in the theater industry.
Nick Scandalius is the executive vice president at Nederlander. He oversees 9 Broadway theaters in New York, as well as performing arts centers across the country, where some of those shows visit.
Deepak is a date that they want in the first 6 months of their tour because of the size and success of the subscription and the response from the community on the single tickets.
Deepak has exceeded ticket sale expectations, turned a profit the last 3 years, and earned multiple national awards as one of the best venues of its kind in the country. Despite the current success, many in Durham voiced opposition to the project when it started. Mayor Bill Bell.
There were a lot of naysayers in the community and those that were either against it because they felt it was in the wrong location, or against it because they didn't think we needed it, or against it because it was going to hurt existing theaters, or against it because they didn't think it was a market for it.
Just a few years after those critics were silenced, another project is now in the works. Elected officials in Greensboro have agreed on financing, building, and management procedures as part of a 50-year agreement. Local supporters hope the plan will emulate the impact and success Deepak has had on Durham.
Provide a specific identity and enhance quality of life here in Greensboro.
Greensboro City Manager Jim Westmoreland will be one of the people overseeing this $65 million project. Supporters stress this isn't a money-making venture. It's a cultural addition to the community. Westmoreland notes the Coliseum complex runs about a $2 million deficit annually, but is an important staple to Greensboro. The Coliseum hosts major sporting events and rock concerts. The complex also includes an outdoor amphitheater, an aquatic center, and an aging auditorium. The city is phasing out that War Memorial Auditorium as part of this new performing arts center. A nonprofit has $35 million in pledged private support. Westmoreland says the city will kick in $30 million and plans to recoup that over several decades.
Part of how the financing is structured is based off of facility fees, it's based off of parking fees, it's based off of future hotel motel tax contributions. The money itself is not there. It will be there over time as the center develops and performs.
In addition, a $1 surcharge for every ticket sold by the new venue will go to help other local arts groups. When Deepak went up, there were concerns about how it would affect smaller venues, but that doesn't seem to have caused any significant issues in the Triangle. The initial plan in Greensboro is for 1/3 of the shows to be Broadway performances and major concerts, 1/3 of the lineup to be filled by acts like the Greensboro Symphony and Guilford College's Brian Speaker Series, with the final 1/3 comprised of community events. Like Durham, there are some questions.
The structure that they're creating for the Performing Arts Center is a more complicated structure.
Richard Whittington is managing director and co-founder of Triad Stage, a smaller theater venue downtown. He supports this project. That structure he mentioned goes like this. The city will own the venue. A yet-to-be-formed nonprofit will govern it. Matt Brown of the Greensboro Coliseum will oversee the day-to-day, and a to-be-determined outside company will be brought in to handle Broadway shows. Westmoreland says while there are many chefs in the kitchen, everyone is on the same page. Regionalism could provide another challenge for all of these organizers as they work to fill the seats. Whittington says the Triad can feel a little more divided than the Triangle.
It's interesting. We're having to remind our audiences in both Greensboro and Winston-Salem that there is actually a road that will take you between the two cities, that there is no wall in Kernersville, and that you don't need a passport to get over the county line, which is some of the things I heard when we first got into town.
He says those attitudes are diminishing and regionalism is growing. That's looking west. To the east is, of course, Deepak and its visiting Broadway acts. Nick Scandalius from Nederlander says about 10% of Durham audiences come from Greensboro.
Does a Broadway show coming to Greensboro mean that it's going to be in Durham for any fewer showings?
No.
How do we know that?
I mean, all I can tell you is my own experience.
Please do.
I've been in the theater industry for 27 years, and I've never seen it happen.
Have you ever seen a theater open up so close to one that's already up and flourishing in an area like this one?
So we operate the Pantages Theater in Los Angeles. The Performing Arts Center in Costa Mesa is 40 miles away.
Of course, L.A. is a much bigger market, and there doesn't appear to be a good comparison of two venues of this kind in nearby mid-sized cities. No one really knows what impact, if any, these two will have on each other. Like DPAC, this venue is a key component of a larger redevelopment effort in downtown. When the Greensboro venue is complete, it's expected to surpass DPAC in seating capacity as the largest performing arts center between Washington and Atlanta. The hope is for a grand opening in 2016. Jeff Tiberi, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.